More Wisconsin prisoners may be taking part in a hunger strike. A few at the Waupun Correctional Institution began what they call their Dying to Live campaign on June 5th. They say they're protesting the state's abuse of solitary confinement. Now there are reports of inmates in Columbia and Green Bay also refusing food. WUWM's Pakuli spoke with a former prisoner.
Chance Zombor served 12 years in Wisconsin prisons. His crimes included armed robbery and battery.
When things happen behind these prison walls, you know, nobody sees it. It's like out of sight, out of mind. Largely, society sees them as deserving of whatever they did.
Zombor is not taking part in the hunger strike, but he does attend rallies to support the inmates who are refusing food.
Prisoners are being held in long-term solitary confinement, which we view as torture. We've gotten letters from prisoners saying that they've seen people lose it and just, you know, hurt themselves in Waupun Correctional Institution because the conditions there are just unbearable.
Zombor says Wisconsin prisons must take mental health issues seriously.
The majority of people in prison, even the people in these solitary confinement cells, will eventually be released into society. Do we really want to be causing these traumas?
Dodge County Circuit Court has authorized the forced feeding of at least 3 prisoners. The Department of Corrections says in a release that it is reforming what it calls restrictive housing. Changes include limiting solitary to 90 days and providing mental health checks. According to DOC, only 100 inmates out of 22,000 are being held in special confinement, prisoners who repeatedly threaten others. Pakuli, 89.7, WUWM.